places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Don't you just love a good road trip? Do you just love a good road trip, John?
Yes.
I just love getting in the car with a cooler full of like Diet Coke and something.
Mountain Dew.
you know my poison. And just not having real, maybe having a destination, but not having a plan.
Yeah.
That's different. Having a destination is good, but not having a plan where you just kind of like let the car go where it's going. You stop at an antique store. You stop someplace. You feel like stopping and you just let it unravel.
I totally agree.
Well, we're going to be talking to someone who knows quite a bit about road trips, Jan Kemmerling. Is acting deputy director for the Illinois Office of Tourism. With only a brief hiatus, she's been in that position working in that agency for 30 years. She's responsible for the overall management of domestic and international tourism and marketing. Thank you for joining us, Jan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So people have different thoughts about what they want to do with their time. Let's talk about a few things. Let's just say that you're an athletic person and you like to do something physical at the end of your destination. What would you recommend in Illinois?
I think down in the Shawnee Forest Country in southern Illinois, which is probably about a five-hour drive from Chicago, it is these beautiful sandstone cliffs that you can do rock climbing. So you've got hiking trails. You've got some really good biking trails, horseback riding. So you've got a wealth of activities. But then also, if someone really isn't so active, there's also some other, you know, nature trails, too, that are just beautiful. So we've identified some Instagram-worthy places in Illinois, and three of them are down in the Shawnee Forest Country.
It's so beautiful there, and it's so unlike, you know, the top part of Illinois. Illinois is such a long, narrow state, and I always say, when you get about halfway down, they're serving grits, and it's a whole different world, you know?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah,
yes.
It's
the
just,
food is different.
Yes.
So barbecue, you're going to find different places for that. It's just amazing.
It's great. Okay, so what about, how about scenic towns that maybe we haven't visited? I mean, you know, Berwyn aside. I say that because I'm from Berwyn. But if you're going to go to a destination town in Illinois, what would you recommend for a family?
I think that Galena comes to mind. It's about a three-hour drive from Chicago, but you've got, you know, it's a quaint, small-town, charming, but you've also got Chestnut Mountain Resort, which has zip lining. They have the Alpine Slide. You've got Eagle Ridge Resort. So you've got a lot of activities, and they also have zip lining there as well, and they've just opened a new biking trail.
I didn't know that. And, you know, that place is beautiful in the winter as well as,
yep,
obviously the fall is just gorgeous.
Yes. So you've got the, you know, all-time activities. So now the biking trail, I think, is like a 20-mile trail. They just cut the ribbon on it, so it's ready to go. But you also have kayakers there that you can do kayaking as well. So depending on what you're looking for, but the Jail Hill Inn in Galena has just been named the number one bed and breakfast inn in the United States as well by TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Awards. So if you're looking for that romantic getaway, it's also ideal for that.
Could you say the name of that again?
It's the Jail Hill Inn.
And why is
it actually
called?
Was the jail. It actually was the jail in Galena at one time that someone has turned into these lavish six-room inn suites.
Well, that sounds, yeah. John, would you stay there?
Not only would I stay there. Jan, my wife, here's what I love about traveling in Illinois. It's not far. You know, I mean, everything
right.
can be a day. You can be a day. We have gone, my wife and I love to go, and I'll give you an example. You were talking about Southern Illinois, Bald Knob, which is just south of Alto Pass, or I believe, the Big Cross up on Bald Knob.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also, right down in that area in Jonesboro is, talking of bed and breakfast, we love to go to the Davies School, which was an old grade school. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jan?
By Davies School Inn, yes. I'm well familiar with it. Yep, I love it.
Okay. Every room was a classroom.
Oh.
And you stay in the classroom. And it is, they redid each room, and it's wonderful.
That
absolutely
is
wonderful.
Very, very cool. Now, you have something. You gave me a list of some really great places, and I'm going to give people the link to the website and some information that you're going to give us. But Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford, this is something that I have never been to. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Oh, yes. So Annecy's Japanese Gardens was a private collection where a person's residence, he turned into this beautiful, amazing Japanese gardens. So it's got the koi ponds. It's got all the different, blooms. And whether it's spring, you're going to be seeing different foliage versus when it's in the fall. But it's also a place that you can go and get your zen because they have yoga out on the lawn. Ah. They have music concerts. So it's just a very relaxing place that you can spend an afternoon touring through to get away from the rest of stress of your life.
And we can't forget Starved Rock. I mean, there are a lot of people in the Chicago area who've lived in Chicago their whole lives and have never been to Starved Rock. Yeah. Tell our listeners what you can expect when you go to Starved Rock.
Oh, Starved Rock, again, is all these canyons and waterfalls, so beautiful nature trails. So you're going to be able to get out and really, especially this time of year, it's very lush. So, but there's also, easy trails for someone who's more like me, or you have some really more difficult trails for people who really want to get out and spend the day on a really hard, hike and climb. So again, it's just getting out with nature. We have beautiful state parks in the state all around, from southern all the way to northern, and just getting out and enjoying some of those. But one of the things coming up I'd like to tell you about in the Starved Rock area in a couple weeks is the Ottawa Two Rivers Wine and Jazz Festival. Ooh. And right out there in the Starved Rock area, they're going to have Illinois wine, they're going to have live jazz, and they're going to be serving grilled lobster.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, June 7th through 9th, so mark it down.
Lobster brought in from the Des Plaines River. No. I'll never forget. I was walking on the lakefront. This is a few years back, and some obvious tourists are like, do you guys have lobster? I'm like, this is a lake. It's a lake. It's a lake. It's a big one, but it's a lake. It's a lake.
It looks like an ocean, but it's not.
It really does. So let me ask you, for history buffs out there, Jan, what would you recommend for a day or two trip?
I think that would be coming down to our state capital of Springfield and taking in all the Abraham Lincoln sites. So the Presidential Museum is here.
Fabulous.
You have the old state capitol, but during the summer months is a special time to come because they're doing History Comes Alive, and in this time period they have reenactors, so you might see President Lincoln walking around, Mary Todd. So if you're just out on the street, there's lots of special programming. So from June all the way through Labor Day is a perfect time to come and take in all the Lincoln sites.
Jan Kemmerling, why don't you give us some links to places we can go on the web to kind of get some ideas about some places to go?
Yes, so you can find all our amazing trip ideas on enjoyillinois.com. But we also would like you to follow us on our social channels, which are at Enjoy Illinois. And then if you get out there and start taking these photos yourself, we'd like you to tag them with Enjoy Illinois, with hashtag Enjoy Illinois, so we can then show them on our website.
And quickly, we have literally 2 seconds. There were two different things you wanted me to mention. One was at Brookfield Zoo. Can you tell our listeners in a few seconds?
Yes. So I was just there. So they've got a new exhibit, the Brick Safari, which is 40 life-size animal sculptures that are made from millions of colored Lego bricks. And it'll be there now until the end of September. It's just amazing and good. Great photos.
And Morton Arboretum.
The trolls.
So
my grandson, who's almost 3, went hunting for the trolls, and that was 2 weeks ago, and he's still talking about going looking for the trolls. So it's a good place to get out, experience nature, but you also can do this troll hunt, which is just, it's really fun.
Now we have to go see what you're talking about. Jan Kemmerling.
Yes, you do.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for joining us. Take care.
Thank you. Happy Memorial Day to you.
To you, too.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN.